Hello everyone, welcome to the Corporate Entrepreneurship Audencia MBA 2025 podcast show. In this series, students from Audencia Business School, like us in an MBA program, will explore corporate entrepreneurship, challenge traditional business ideas, and bring fresh perspective on innovation inside companies. I'm Jack, your host in today's special episode. Before we dive in, let's meet our guests. They all have work experience in large companies, and so they may have some useful information about internal entrepreneurship to share with us today. First is Hong. She worked for Alibaba in China for many years in operation. And beside Hong, a trainee, she previously worked in Merck in Cambodia in procurement. And beside me, Huy, a handsome guy, worked for Shopee in Vietnam. And me, well, I'm an entrepreneur, has achieved some results, but still on the road. And today, we are talking about what are the key differences between traditional entrepreneurship and corporate entrepreneurship. So let's go. All right. Let's start with something simple. What is the difference between a startup founder and someone driving innovation inside a company? Hong, can you share some insight with us?
Yeah, hi everybody, I'm Hong. Well, I think startup like jumping into a speedboat, it's fast, but there are a lot of risk of hitting the rocks. Being an entrepreneur is like on a cruising ship. The turns are slowly, mainly internal rules, but if you do it right, you can move the whole industry. What's your opinion, Jenny?
Yeah, exactly. Traditional entrepreneurs start from scratch. They build, they risk, they hustle, they build a new business, generate revenue, and achieve personal financial success. Corporate entrepreneurs, on the other hand, innovate inside existing giants. They enhance the company market position and drive internal growth and operate within the corporate strategy.
And what about you, Huy?
That's right. In e-commerce, for example, startups can test and launch new features almost overnight. In big companies, even something as small as changing the color of a buy now button might need 3 rounds of meeting and 5 PowerPoint slides before getting approval.
I completely agree with you all. From my experience as an entrepreneur, I believe that why startup move fast, corporate entrepreneur have the advantage of structured resources. So I would say one build from scratch and why the other innovations inside an existing system. But let's talk about risk. Who has it worse? So Huy?
Yes, in my opinion, and I see that if you fail in a startup, at least you know it's over. But if you fail inside a big company, you might get stuck in an innovation committee. It's more about guiding the internal process to refine the reposition the idea. Sometimes rich ideas require multiple iterations and the right champion to gain traction.
Of course, I agree with Huy. I think the traditional entrepreneurs were locked out. They invest their own money, their time, and sometimes their sanity. If their business fail, they will lose everything.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. But corporate entrepreneurs have a different kind of risk as well. They might not lose their own money, but they risk their reputation, career, and getting stuck in endless project approval instead of actually launching something.
Yeah, thank you, Jenny. That's an interesting point, I would say. And personally, I think, risk in startups, it's intense, but fulfilling you if you succeed. And on the other hand, corporate risk is different because it involves navigating internal politics and also gaining approvals. So let's talk about speed and flexibility. I think startup move fast, right, Jenny?
Yeah, exactly. In logistics, in shipping industry, for example, we also had detailed risk management process, which is great, but actually it's not ideal and easy when you are trying to launch a new digital solution quickly.
Yes, in a startup environment, the mindset is build fast, test often, and fix later. If your appealing is doesn't work, you can change quickly. But in a big company, speed depends on how many layers of the approach stand between you and your big boss.
Yes, and in the e-commerce, some team move super fast, but the other, let's just say if a project touch to the other team like the finance, legal, or compliance, you need to be patient because those process they run on the corporate time, not startup time. Yeah,
I agree. Balancing speed and stability is key. And from my perspective, entrepreneurs love agility, but corporate entrepreneurs can leverage company strengths to scale innovation better. And so, startups have speed and freedom, yeah? But corporate entrepreneurs have stability and resources, which is really different. So what about motivation? Why do people choose one over the other? Hong, can you share with us?
Yeah, startup founders are driven by the passion, independence, and financial rewards. They want to own their successful and make a real impact, in my opinion.
Yeah, corporate entrepreneurs love innovations, but prefer stability. They don't want to worry about payroll and fundraising. They just want to bring new ideas to life within a structured system.
Yes, and in my opinion, let's be honest, some people, they rely the company benefits, health insurance, and paid vacation every year. So try getting that in a startup.
Yes, great insights and really practical, I would say. For me, I personally believe motivation plays a crucial role. Entrepreneurs thrive on ownership and flexibility, whereas corporate entrepreneurs enjoy structured innovation. So let's wrap up with some advice for our listeners today. If someone is trying to choose between these paths, what should they consider? Jenny, could you share some opinion about this?
Actually, if you want innovation with stability and you can handle corporate politics, then yes, corporate entrepreneurship is a great path.
Yeah, my opinion, whichever you choose, just make sure that you are actually innovating. Whether it's inside a startup or a big company, entrepreneurship is about creating something new.
Yeah, I think if you love the high risk, high reward, and feel the independence, go for the traditional entrepreneur. But be ready for the long nights and the roller coaster ride. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Hong, Jenny, and Hui. That's a wrap, and thank you for all of you for sharing your wonderful insights today. So for our listener, if you enjoy this episode, don't forget to check out for more discussion on this podcast series. This was Jack hosting this special episode of Corporate Entrepreneurship Audiencia IMBA 2025 podcast. Our podcasts are available on podcast entrepreneurshipread.audiencia.com and all major platforms. Be sure to subscribe and support us for more insightful discussion on corporate entrepreneurship. And see you next time and have a good day.
Yes, see you.
See you. Bye-bye.